This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You've done the work. You know your topic cold. And then you walk into the room, you start talking, and the conversation explodes. Welcome to The Introverted Leader. It's a podcast helping introverted leaders embrace your underrated quiet strengths so you can get promoted and start earning what you deserve. I'm Greg Weinger. I have over 25 years of leadership experience, and yes, I am an introvert. This is the Minisode. It's a short weekly episode where I pull one insight from this week's conversation, add in my own perspective, and make it practical for you. So let's talk about what happens when that room doesn't behave, and one thing you can do to stay grounded when things start to unravel. The executives are not behaving. They are not following your agenda. Sales is rehashing last week's discussion. Customer success is complaining about their pet topic again, and the CEO seems pretty irritated, perhaps with you. Suddenly, that clear picture that you walked in with is nowhere to be found. For a lot of introverted leaders, this is a situation where your mind just locks up. You're trying to think through everything deeply, as your mind wants to do, and it's spending a lot of time on things that do not deserve your attention. Remember, thinking deeply is absolutely your strength as an introvert, but it's also an occupational hazard. Research backs this up too. The psychologist Joseph Newman found that introverts use almost 25% of their cognitive bandwidth on just internal processing in any given moment, and that compares to about 10% for extroverts. When your environment is more or less stable, this gives you an edge, but in a fast-paced environment, this is working against you. And here's something that nobody told me early on. The more senior leaders in the room and the higher the stakes, the less behaved that room is. 71% of senior executives say that their own meetings are unproductive and inefficient. And 64% of recurring leadership meetings have no clear agenda. That chaos is not an exception. It's the norm. And in those rooms, you have to change the way you show up. I've been in that room before, and the first time I was a senior product manager, and we had a new CEO. He was very seasoned, very sharp, and he ran his strategy review meetings like a board meeting. I had no idea what I was getting into.
Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The first time I presented there, you know, I thought I was ready, I'd done all the preparation, but the second he started asking questions, he just dismantled me in front of the room. It was pretty humiliating, to be clear. But, you know, he was kind about it. Afterward, he set up time with me. And what he taught me wasn't about just knowing the material better. There were things that I needed to learn. But it was really about knowing the room that I was going into. Like, what were the concerns of the different players in the room? What questions were going to be in their minds? I had to start putting myself in other people's positions and different parts of the company and roles that I didn't understand well enough yet. So that was more of the learning curve. But it really changed the way I prepared. And it also brings to mind a scene I like to talk about from the movie Lincoln. Daniel Day-Lewis was in there. But Lincoln is a famous introvert, and he needed to get passage of the 13th Amendment. And he knew that he was not going to get people's buy-in in a big group meeting. He excelled, like many introverts, in one-on-one meetings, and he would sit down with each congressman and hash it out. So by the time that he put the whole thing to a vote, the outcome was already established. I started doing that as well. For the highest stakes meetings, I would do that preparation, one-on-one talks with people before we entered the meeting. It was really about preparing people to have the right level of conversation, not just, I'm going to present my information to you and you will all be awed by my brilliance. Like my friend and two-time guest on this podcast, Salvatore Manzi, likes to say, people don't want a download, they want a conversation. And what I eventually understood is what my guest from this week, Christoph Steinlenner, he put into language, is that the clarity in your head is not the same as the clarity in the room. You need to bring people along. And one of the really helpful ways of doing that is to externalize the knowledge. It's not just your knowledge, the knowledge in the room. Put it on the board, put it on the whiteboard where people can see, and then they can have a conversation about it. When your thinking only lives inside your head, the group really can't engage with it. And so having something on a whiteboard, something visual, is absolutely helpful. As Christoph points out, this depersonalizes the conflict. The disagreement stops being about the other person or winning the argument and becomes more about the ideas on the board. When I talked to Mark Kilby, he's an organizational coach, and he had evolved originally from kind of a quieter introvert into one of the most skillful and very confident facilitators that I've ever come across working with top executives. He said something that stuck with me.
I deal with some conflict resolution as well, but focusing more on the ideas and the concepts, I get energized by that. So I would have said 15 years ago, podcasts would have terrified me. But now when I get on podcasts like yours and talk about different ideas, I get very excited, very animated. And that allows me to carry through discussing what's most important for that particular conversation. And as part of that, even when you're in difficult conversations, turning the curiosity up. Why does somebody have this different point of view? Why are they being so passionate about this? Actually gets me more energized, where before I would have shrunk away from that.
So that's the other half of it. Externalizing your thinking is great. It gets the conversation going. But then you need to bring your curiosity into that moment and genuinely care about what the other person is talking about. When the VP pushes back on your assumptions and tries to steamroll you, the move isn't to defend it. It's to get curious. Where are you coming from? How can I address that? That shift from defensiveness to inquiry, that is what quiet authority looks like. Amy Edmondson is a researcher. She looks at high-performing teams, and she has some of the most cited organizational psychology research out there. She found that leaders who respond to a challenge with curiosity as a deliberate choice build more trust and make better decisions. Curiosity is the antidote to defensiveness. When you defend, people are looking for a fight. When you respond with curiosity, they're looking to work with you and solve problems. Okay, here's what I hope you take away from this. The next time you're preparing for a high-stakes meeting, don't just prep what you're going to say. Externalize your thinking. Try it out. It could be a visual map, list of assumptions, just something concrete that gets your thoughts out of your head and into the room. And then once it gets challenging, because it will, when the curveballs are flying, get curious instead of defensive. That's quiet authority in action. If you found this content helpful, find the full conversation with Christoph Steinlenner that's new out this week. He walks through his whole MAP method for visual communication step by step. I'm Greg Weinger. Keep leading with quiet confidence, and I'll see you next time.